I've had a lot of people locally ask me, how do we contribute? How do we help with the local effort to support people who are struggling through this? The most obvious first port of call is the local food bank, who I know are short of money and short of supplies. The demand has grown so fast. And so I've supported the crowdfunder that the food bank started through my networks of emails and Facebook connections to help them raise money. They are well on the way to their £10,000 target, but I'd really encourage anybody who wants to support a great local charity. The team who run it I know very well, and they do a fantastic job. Do support their campaign to raise the money, because it's going to go to a really very good cause at this moment in time.
How much good will this money do?
Well, what it's going to do is it enables them to buy more food at the moment, because there's been such demand in the shops. They're not getting as much donated food as they have done in the past. But also I think it's really important that a local food bank has got some discretionary money available to help particular hardship cases. And I hope that together we can raise enough money for them to do that as well.
What other distresses have people been coming to you with at this time?
I think the biggest challenge for people is this huge and sudden change of circumstance. A lot of people who are self-employed who've seen their income dry up, a lot of people who worked in some of the businesses have had to close down, perhaps people who've slipped through the net when it comes to the government support schemes, and I've made representations to the Treasury to encourage them to look at some of the groups who do fall through the net. But it's a tough time for a lot of people, and I think we've got to find every way we can of helping them.
So what are you doing in Parliament to help those people?
Well, I'm not in Parliament because I'm clearly working from the constituency, but whenever a particular problem arises that is about national policy, I'm going straight to ministers, straight to colleagues in Parliament who are working with those departments, the parliamentary private secretaries, for example, and saying, look, we need to look at these issues again.
So you were at Epsom Hospital last night during the Clap for the Carers. What sort of atmosphere was it like there?
Well, there was a great turnout last night, and all tribute to the emergency services who turned out in force to clap the great staff at Epsom Hospital. Sirens blazing, a good crowd trying to socially distance, but really applauding the work of those in the hospital. I think people know I've been a great champion of Epsom Hospital over the years, but never in my nearly 20 years as MP have the team at Epsom Hospital been so important and done such a fantastic job. There's a huge amount of work taking place there, and I think all of us are a debt of gratitude to the team.
What specifically were the hospital staff saying to you?
I think the hospital staff were just pleased to be getting the support. The feedback I'm getting is that it's great for them to see the support that's coming to them in the community. A lot of donations into the hospital, deliveries of extra meals by local businesses and so forth. There's a great, great goodwill for the team at Epsom Hospital. They've always been regarded highly in the community, but never more so than now.
So, moving on, when I spoke to you during your re-election campaign, you spoke about a creative hub in Epsom near Kiln Lane, and I was wondering how progress on that is going.
Well, where we've got to now, and of course the coronavirus crisis has delayed things, is that the Borough Council is starting to work through its process of shaping a local plan that will set the strategy for local development, the local economy, and how they manage the overall strategy for the area in the coming years. And I've been pushing them very hard to adopt the strategy I proposed of effectively creating it within Epsom, a creative hub. We have one of the best creative universities in Europe, in the University of the Creative Arts in Epsom. We have young people coming out of that university with ideas to create design and creative businesses. I want those businesses to happen in Epsom, and I think we can make that the bedrock of the economy for the future. I think it's really important as the plan takes shape that it takes that into account and creates the opportunity to turn Epsom into a creative hub.
So what sort of response have you been getting from the council when you've been pushing them?
Well, the council, I think, are very interested. There's been a lot of public support. I did an electronic and a printed consultation across the area, thousands of responses, overwhelmingly supportive of the concept. The council, of course, can't say too much at this stage because this is a statutory consultation process, but I hope and believe there's a lot of interest in this approach.